Top-seeded Michigan took down second-seeded UConn 69-63 to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship in Indianapolis last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Elliot Cadeau led all scorers with 19 as the Wolverines claimed their second-ever title since winning it all back in 1989. Huskies fell short of a third championship in the last 4 years and seventh overall. Wisconsin star guard John Blackwell entering the transfer portal while going through the NBA draft process. 6'4 guard averaged a career-high 19.1 points and 5.1 rebounds a game for the Badgers last season while shooting 39% from three-point range. Men's college basketball transfer portal officially opens today. Brewers opened their series against the Red Sox in Boston with an 8-6 win at Fenway last night. Christian Yelich had three hits in the come-from-behind win.
We had a lot of opportunities early that we couldn't cash in on, and we just kept going, kept trying to get traffic, kept trying to make things happen, and you know, got down a couple times, and the guys kept saying the whole time, like, we're fine, we're going to find a way to win this thing, and we got it to our pen there at the end, and they held it down, so it was an awesome win.
Garrett Mitchell had a pair of hits and two RBIs. Aaron Ashby picked up his third win in relief. Brewers' second straight win pushed them to 8-2 on the season, tying them with the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. Boston falls to 2-8. Hockey Badgers will depart for Las Vegas today as they continue preparing for Thursday's Frozen Four semifinal matchup against North Dakota. Coach Mike Hastings says his team is battle-tested.
When you play games like this, teams like that, you want to be on the right side of it, but you get better. It forces you to look in a mirror and see what some of your holes are. And so we're excited about the opportunity, who it's against, where it's at, what's on the line. These are things that our guys have been talking about since June.
Bucks are back in action tonight facing the Nets in Brooklyn, just 4 games left in the regular season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.